Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thank you to announcer Mr. Lynn Rollins. Well, he's got to be having withdrawals, huh? He's the LSU baseball game announcer, and no season last year. What's Lynn been doing? What you been doing, Lynn? Send me a text, buddy. Him and Reed Allman, of course, providing the instrumental and the song, the theme song that Reed wrote and recorded for me. I really appreciate those guys. All right, getting to our text board. Let's see. We got one from Tex. He's up in the Smokies. Great day. Partially opening the hills today. Boy, that is good news. Really glad to hear that. Also, we had the question. Last week, someone, I think it was probably Daryl Carpenter, talking about the knotheads. We were catching a lot of knotheads. You know, I'm guilty of this, and so are my reporters. You know, we talk in a certain jargon, and we assume that people listening who may not be as veteran or experienced fishermen or been doing fishing and hunting as long as we have know all these terms. So they hear one, and it's kind of strange to them. And I'm glad I've got someone, a texter with the number 1427, catches us on this. And he says, last week a knothead, today a bluebird day, what is that? All right, bluebird day. A bluebird day has really nothing to do with bluebirds. It's got to do more with the blue sky. A bluebird day is the day after a frontal system passes. Like you get a rainstorm like we had yesterday evening in the Gulf Coast. Well, the next day, when all the clouds and the residual move out of the way, high-pressure systems force those fronts down south and out of the area. And behind it is lower humidity, sometimes some winds, and a clear blue sky. And when that high pressure, that barometric pressure rises, particularly when it gets above 30.30, fish get lockjaw. They bite during pressure drops because it's a natural instinct. They need to feed up before bad weather coming. But when there's good weather, they can get lockjaw. So a lot of times people not familiar with it will look at a day and say, boy, what a great day. It's cool, nice little breeze blowing, clear blue sky. It's not muggy. It's not a good day to fish. That's why it's called a bluebird day, I guess associating a little bluebird out on a spring day behind the frontal system. But that explains the bluebird syndrome. How about the small craft advisory? What is a small craft? I'm asked that all the time. There is no specific definition, and a lot of people think, well, it's an 18-foot. No. I would consider anything, and some people say less than 63 feet is a small craft. Small craft is a relative term to what waters you're in. What may be a small craft in a little backwater pond or bayou, you know, might be a pirogue or a canoe. A big boat might be a 23 or 24-footer. But when you get out into the Gulf of Mexico, pretty much all fishing boats can become small craft. So the term small craft warning is more an indicator of the weather than about what size boat fits going out there. And I hope people don't make that mistake thinking, oh, I got a big craft. I'm safe. No, you got to be careful out there. All right, here's another question. Do you have to be a member of Coastal Conservation Association, CCA, to participate in the STAR tournament? The answer is yes, you do. I believe it's $35 for a regular membership. There are different levels of membership, but that'll get you a year membership. And then entry into the STAR is $35. So it's a total of about $70 to join or renew your membership and then also enter the STAR tournament. And again, you can do that at CCALouisiana.com or go to CCA/STAR. You'll find it there. All right, storytellers, are you a good story? Do you have a story? I mean a really good, compelling story. We would like to put you on Bayou Wild TV and tell that story. Chris Lecoq and I were talking about this, and people love good stories and good storytellers. And if you might be one, contact us. Tell us the details of your story. If you've got some photos to support it, or maybe even video, we'd love that. And we'll check it out and talk to you and maybe see if we can work that out for you and get you to become a guest on Bayou Wild TV. So go to BayouWildTV.com, send us your info. You're welcome to use the contact button on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Just fill us in a little bit on the details of what the story is about, who you are, where you are, and if you've got some photos or maybe even a little video to support your story. Any type of hunting, fishing, outdoor story is welcome. All right, we come back after this. Mike Gallo joins us. Yeah, tough day to fish. We'll see if Mike's gone out. He may have made a better choice to get his clients to cancel. I know he's pretty much booked up every weekend, but sometimes you're just better off rescheduling if you can do that. We'll find out what his plans are and how the fishing's been in the Lake Bourne, Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Catherine, Biloxi Marsh. He's got a boat and he travels. We're back to talk to Captain Mike after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, the Mad Trucker's checking in. He's one of our Alabama listeners, also the Backstrap Stacker. He says he's ready for the wind to lay down. Seems like it's been blowing for a month straight over here in Bama. Yeah, it's kind of same thing everywhere. I need to cut out some of that wind. All right, we're going to talk about wind and fishing in the Pontchartrain Lake Bourne area with Captain Mike Gallo. But first, I got to tell you about CETO. They bring you his reports. And what they also bring you if you sign up for $179 for a whole year is peace of mind. I mean, they bring you fuel. They'll tow you in 24/7. Got a breakdown because of an electrical problem, they'll jumpstart you. They have to do nothing else to get you going. Just tow you right on in. They're like having AAA on the water. They're just a phone call away to sign up. 504-301-4545 will get you Captain Chris, or you can go to CETO.com and they'll sign you up there. Captain Mike joins us now, and Mike, has your trip been scuttled for this today, and what are you thinking about tomorrow?
Well, today's trip has definitely been scuttled. I guess that's some more jargon, but anyway, tomorrow I will be stuffing a flounder for my mother on Mother's Day.
Oh, what a sweet boy you are. My God, what a great child you are. I wish you were my son.
Well, I have two, and if you'd like one.
You know, I did that exact same thing a couple of weeks ago with that flounder I caught with you. Do you remember that flounder I caught on that little pocket back there? He ended
That's
up
right.
stuffed
yeah,
with
we
some,
it.
Some good. Yeah, it came out really good, too. It was great.
That's
so besides cooking flounder, what else you got doing?
Well, let's see. Early in the week, we really had some very good weather. I almost said bluebird. We really had some very good weather, and I caught my redfish really quickly early in the morning to where we could jump out into the lake and fish some of the shell pads in Lake Bourne and actually found some speckled trout fishing plastics. One day I had 24, one day I had 17. Little wind picked up on me on Wednesday, so we didn't have quite as many. I think we had 11 speckled trout. Each day I limited on redfish, and the wind kind of went crazy Thursday and Friday. Wednesday and Thursday, I actually went out Friday, yesterday. It was pretty windy. I went around Lake Bourne like you and I have done once before. And the redfish were feeding really aggressively yesterday, caught them dead shrimp under a cork. I found them to be where there was current. Found a little point with some current rolling past it, back in some ponds and such. And first stop in 5 minutes, we put four in the boat. So that became, you know, my next spot's going to be very similar to the first one, where there was some current rolling past a point. And in 2 hours, we put 15 redfish in the boat and began that long ride back. So they were really feeding pretty good. The water was still clean because it was high. I'm sure it'll be dirty with this much wind over this long of a time. But I think things will get back to normal. Water temperatures are getting up. Lots of bait in the water. Shrimp moving around. So it's shaping up to be a pretty good spring as long as we have weather that allows us to get out there and catch them.
Mike, following this front, when the northeast winds finally switch around, where would be some of the number one spots to head to after that, following the front?
Well, whenever we have a front that goes through, you know, the normal pattern is you have south winds that turn into southwest and then north, northeast, and then the front goes on by. So the last strong winds you have are going to be northeast. So that puts me fishing on the southwest side of wherever I want to fish. That's going to be your windy side. I want to be opposite of that southwest side. So for me, if I were in the Biloxi Marsh, I'd be in the area around, say, Bayou Grande. And that water should be protected. Let's say that northeast winds last for 18 hours and it's fairly strong. I'll fish the leeward side and that portion of the marsh. Now, as far as if I were out in the lake and going to try to fish some more open water, I need to find an area where there's hard bottom because it won't stir up quite as bad and the water be quite as dirty. But that can be a bigger task depending on how long this wind lasted and how dirty the lake got.
Got it. Good stuff, Mike. Appreciate it. By the way, I had a friend, a neighbor of mine, wanted to give you a shout-out. Bobby Bergeron said he wanted to tell you hello.
Oh, wow. I fished with Bob Bergeron. Bob Bergeron was, you hear me talk about the Texas group that I've been fishing with for over 20 years. Bob was the first guy that I fished with. He recommended me to that Texas group. That's way back in November of 99.
Wow.
And I fished with him several times over the years, but super guy. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, very nice. He is. He said, make sure I tell you hello, so glad I did it. Well, look, we're going to let you get back to your flounder recipe. You got a lot of people's mouths watering this early in the morning, and hope you and your mom have a great day.
I'll take a picture and text it to you.
Yes, sir. Do that. Do that. And you can catch Mike. You can call him at 985-781-7811. Give him your website in case they want to take a look at it.
Very simple. My website is aaofla.com. We're also on social media.
aaofla.com. Got nothing to do with drinking. Well, maybe a little bit, but not the way you might think. Thank you, Mike.
All right, Don. Have a good one. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Wish Jacqueline a happy Mother's Day for me.
I'll do it.
All righty. Thank you again. We'll be back after this with the Peddler's Report. The Peddler, because this guy uses those big raccoon feet to peddle his craft. I'm talking about Captain Eric Muhabarak, Louisiana Kayak Company, and we're going to talk about that huge, that big, one of the biggest speckled trout I've heard of in a while coming from the St. Bernard area was caught this week. He'll tell you all the details right after, because it was a kayak right after this. Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And that tells us it's time for our Paddlers/Peddlers Report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, a presentation of Massey's Outfitters, Mid-City of New Orleans, Covington, Baton Rouge. That's where you're going to find them with the best fishing models for kayaking, such as Hobie, Jackson Kayak, and Native Watercraft. Website's the best way to check them out, MasseyOutfitters.com. They're also on Facebook. And Eric Muhabarak and Brendan Bayard are the field reporters. And Eric, welcome aboard. Got a lot to talk about this morning. Where do you want to start? Big speck at Hopedale or a big white perch at Caney Lake?
Oh, man, I don't know. I think let's make them wait for the trout. Everybody wants to hear about that. Let's start off at Caney Lake. That's a pretty good trip. Some buddies of mine had up there. And a friend, you've had them actually on your show, Joe Coletti and Lee Guidry up that way. They went up to Caney this week and ended up finding some beautiful slabs of Saco Lake. They were looking for brush. They started fishing around. Of course, they tried different depths and stuff, and they ended up finding brush piles that were in 25 feet of water to 30 feet of water. But the key was is having the brush pile big enough to where it came up to 12 to 15 foot of water, and they were fishing 12 feet deep under sliding corks with live shiners. And for the 4 days they were there, they did catch 97. They didn't limit out, but the fish they caught were just absolutely gorgeous. I'm going to send you a picture if I can get a hold of them for you. But they did do very, very well. But that was the key, is to find the where the brush pile, the branches ended at about 12, 15 feet, and they knock them out there. Also, they did some nighttime bass fishing because all of the traffic on the lake, you know, everybody's off of work and everything and enjoying the outdoors. They found that the bass bite was better at night. The best thing they found seemed to be the creature baits, fish Carolina rig. Also caught a few on crankbaits. But they had a really good trip. They caught quite a few bass, the biggest being 4.5 pounds. Nothing giant, although we do know there are giants in that lake. And that's actually a pretty good lake to go kayaking on.
It's a beautiful lake. I haven't been there in so long. I need to get back up there to Candy Lake. Great place. Nice lake.
Yeah, we both do. I'd love to.
Well, let's talk about this monster speck that came out of Hopedale. You got to interview Ian Kelly, who caught the fish. Tell us what he told you.
Yeah, I spoke to him yesterday. He's a great young guy, man. He's been kayaking, I believe, for about a year now. He goes to Loyola University, so he doesn't have much time. But with the school being shut down, he's been taking advantage of the situation. He's been fishing for about the last 8 weeks, he said, and he said he's been doing the same thing over and over and getting piles of fish. What he did was in the morning, he usually stops at Campos and picks up his live shrimp. And then he'll go launch down at Hopedale and make that short paddle to the dam there. And he fishes a Cajun Thunder Cork, 4-foot leader, with a hook and puts a live shrimp on it. And he was just fishing, doing his normal thing. You know, he picks up sheephead, speckled trout, redfish. And he thought, his biggest trout till this date, he told me, was 21 inches. So when he hooked this fish, he thought it was another redfish, and he reeled it in, and he didn't have a net, so he had to reach in. He grabbed it by the gills and threw it in the boat, and he thought, wow, that's a big speckled trout. And he didn't realize it until other people in the boats and other kayakers started coming up and telling him. And they had a group of them out there that weighed the fish for him, and it came in at 8.5. And then they measured the length and the girth. It was 27 inches long, 15 inches in girth. Big, huge fish. Like a lot of people have been talking about in, they haven't seen a fish like that in years in that area, Lake Pontchartrain to that area for sure, that I personally know of. I know some big ones have been caught, in the years past. I've seen sixes and stuff like that. The bigger fish I've noticed from this area on the south eastern side has been coming from Venice, your bigger trout, which is a little bit too far for kayakers. But he's really excited about the fish, and he did take the measurements. He is going to get a fiberglass mount out of it. And he was fishing out of a Viking kayak, a paddle kayak, not a paddle one. And he's looking forward to getting back out in the water. And he told me yesterday, he's like, I didn't realize a fish would cause so much attention to him. I'm getting a lot of people
big fish. Big fish raised some eyebrows. Yeah, that's a the fish had a wound on it, and there was a lot of speculation. I know you thought it might have been an osprey that got a hook on him and dropped him, and other people said it was bow fishing and maybe hit by a prop from a surface drive or something like that. Who knows? Would have been could have been a shark bite too. Could have been anything. But anyway, congratulations to Ian Kelly. Where can you see a picture of that?
I know that I've seen it on several of the kayak sightings, Facebook groups. Do you have one on your website, Don?
I don't, but if you could send it to me, I'll get them to post it on the website. That'd be great to put it
on. All right. I'll get that off the internet, and I'll email it to you. And hopefully that all works out for us, but other than that, he's very excited, and he's hooked for life on the kayak. And then that's something else I wanted to talk about kind of with the, the kayaks are very similar to wade fishing. A lot of people who wade fish catch big trout, such out in Calcasieu. A lot of those guys wade fish at night. And it doesn't, I think, because of the boats, change the water or the electrolysis in the boat. You don't have as much pressure, I guess, on the big fish.
Well, it's also stealth. It's also stealth too. You know, you're not running fish off. You're not spooking them with the. You know, you're getting right up there close and personal. That's always been one of the great things about fishing from paddle craft. Well, look, we're running out of time, but I do want you to to talk about the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's tournament, that catch and release that's coming up. How's that going to work?
That's the Wayat tournament. It's in Chalmette in East Plaquemines Parish. You got to catch three redfish and two bass. It runs from 5:30 to 3 o'clock. It's a catch, photo, and release. They'll take it and send it in to the app, take a picture of a measuring board. They have certain measuring boards you have to use that are approved by the club. And hopefully the best man wins on that. And that's next weekend. And I believe Brendan is going to be fishing that, and he will be giving you a report from the water.
I love that format. Yeah, combining three reds and two bass. I guess you could say sweet water with salty water. Sweet and salty, huh? So, sounds like to me.
Sweet water might be the launch spot. Who knows?
Could be. Sounds like a lot of fun. Eric, before you go, give us your contact information. If somebody wants to get a hold of you and talk kayaks, maybe get some recommendations on how to purchase one, or maybe even book a trip with you. Tell them how to get you.
You can get in touch with me through your website, Don DeBute, the Outdoors Guy, or you can look me up on Facebook or Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company, or the famous old way, just call me on the phone, 504-313-8292.
Sounds good. Thank you, Eric. We'll see you next time, buddy.
All right, Don. Have a good one.
There he goes, Eric Mahabarak, one of our two field reporters from the Paddler's Report. All right, coming back after this, it's bad boy time. Got a guy got busted, had a couple alligators laying in his ice chest in the back of his truck. How'd they get there? Claimed he bought them. He admitted that. But he won't give up who sold them to him, at least not yet. Back with his story right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don DeBute, Radio Network. All right, checking our text board. I got someone says, Don, the best definition for a small craft advisory is be ready for anything. I would say that is a very apt and appropriate definition. All right, to the texter 8289, I'm sorry, I did not have a chance to investigate that claim that you made. I will check into that. I did do some investigating on the reports of the prescribed burns in turkey nesting areas, and I'm kind of putting all that together. I tell you, I just can't find the time to be. What's really needed is an outdoors investigative reporter. If anyone is looking for work and they have a little bit of news and research background, let me tell you, there's a real need for that, someone to devote full time to that. But I will check into that and get you a report next week. Thank you for bringing it to my attention. Another one says, I live next to the Fritchie Marsh. Never fished there. Do you know much about it? I have hunted in the Fritchie Marsh. I fished a couple of times only as a combination cast and blast. Mostly a freshwater area. Small spinner baits will catch the bigger brim, and also you can catch some marsh bass in there. And occasionally there'll be some saltwater fish move in as the salinity changes. But that's pretty much the extent of that. Nice little area, though. Very peaceful and always protected. I got someone warming up with coffee this May jacket weather morning. Yeah, I understand what you mean. All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second pause, and when we come back, it's bad boys of the outdoors time. We got a guy jumped a gun, or somebody did, on alligator season. Back with the bad boy of the outdoors after we let our local stations identify themselves along the outdoors with Don DeBute, Radio Network. An Opelousas man by the name of Tremaine Johnson was sighted by Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries agents on April the 14th in St. Landry Parish for illegal possession of two alligators. In Johnson's ice chest in the back of his pickup were two freshly cleaned gators, which he admitted to purchasing, but stopped short of telling the agents where and from who. So the investigation will go on, but in the meantime, the gators have been seized and facing, at least pending the outcome of the illegal take, a search, a maximum fine of $950 plus another $751.60 civil restitution based on the replacement value of the gators, as well as up to 120 days in jail, is Tremaine Johnson of Opelousas, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. $751.60 for two gators. What do you think he paid for them, if in fact he did buy them? He says he did, but who knows? I bet he got him at a bargain price. Well, it was a bargain, until, at least until he got nailed. Anyway, no shortage of bad boys ever. We got one every week. We'll be back right after this timeout to talk to one of the good boys, Captain Ryan Lambert. We call him the Plastic Man. His report is next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And I got a text that says, it isn't fair we only get to hunt gators at certain times while they hunt us year-round. Well, I got to tell you, right, but we get a lot more of them than they get of us, I can tell you that. Let's talk to Captain Ryan Lambert, the Plastic Man. Ryan, how are the alligators down in Plaquemines Parish? I've seen some pretty big ones down there fishing with you.
They got some monsters, and the way the alligators are going now, they're so cheap that, you know, people are going to stop taking them, and it's going to be a giant explosion of alligators. I'm worried about that, especially for the dogs and, you know, teal season. But there's a lot of gators, and they got some studs down here.
You know, it's almost hard to believe, but if you remember back to 1975, I mean, alligators were an endangered species. They were on the verge of extinction, and now we're concerned about overpopulation, which there actually is a little bit overpopulated right now, and they're encouraging the taking of more alligators. I would think the solution might be to open it up more to recreational harvest. You know, I know they do it on the management areas, the public areas. They get the tags. But I think if you, you know, spend a little money, if you want to go out and get a gator and, you know, they can let you take a little course, you know, on how to do it, because there's some certain things you got to be aware of to do it safely and do it correctly. But I think you could probably book some alligator trips down there. And I tell you what, the people pay a lot of money.
Oh, without a doubt. I got five of them in my yard every day at home. You know, they're sitting in my yard. Sometimes the 8 and 10 footers, you know, I worry about the big boys when they come in there, but, you know, they come and go because I live in the swamp. So every day my legs got different ones.
Yeah.
You see them walking across the fairway and everything. I mean, they own in the place right now. So
maybe we can
figure out something, because they overpopulate, they'll get dangerous.
Yeah, I'm thinking about a highly regulated but an open recreational season where each and every one would have to be tagged and open it up during the summer months. I think there's a fascination with alligators from people from out of state. I'm sure you experience that when your customers come down and they're fishing and they see an alligator. They forget all about catching fish. They want to get pictures of an alligator.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, you could put a limit of two a year or something, you know, recreational. But I don't know. They'll figure it out, you know, when – But it's always reactive and not proactive. I mean, when people start getting hurt, then we'll start doing something about it. But, you know, like that poor girl in Carolina this week, I mean, she thought she'd go out there and touch it, but that didn't work out.
No. Well, let's talk a little bit of fishing, although today's not the day to be on the water, I don't think, with these winds blowing.
I got five boats on the water today, too.
Well, good luck to them. They'll find some hidden places after fish the redfish, I guess.
Yeah, they got to fish west and get on the eastern side of it and find some lee shore and catch some redfish. You know, it's good about where we're at. You know, you could always get in the canal or get some lee shore somewhere on either side of the river, depending on the wind. But I tell you what, the trout are making a bit of a comeback. I've seen more fish over 5 pounds this year than I've seen since the oil spill. And it's really good because those big girls lay a lot of eggs. And that'll help us come back really fast. So I'm seeing more fish, and I'm seeing more big fish. So that's a big positive for us. There's two over 8 this week that I saw, and a bunch over 5.
Wow, that's those bona fide thumpers we like to catch, huh?
Oh, no, those aren't even thumpers. Those you got to get the net for those big ones.
They're clunkers. They're clunkers and not thumpers.
Yeah, we don't like keeping
those. That's good.
You know, we always turn those loose because they got so many eggs in those big fish. I mean, just hundreds of thousands of eggs in one fish. So you always try to let them big girls go. You know, you can brag about it and take a picture with the phones nowadays. You don't have to kill them. They're not that good to eat anyhow. They're big.
Yeah, they have a tendency to be a little strong. Yes, it is. Yeah, good fighting them, boy. They're beautiful.
Oh, Lord, you set the hook on that rocket ship. It is on. You know, they say they'll come out the water, and they're so fast.
Especially on the top water, you know. They come out of there and just,
gracious.
Boom, busted,
I got on the bulls the other day. I got on a school of bulls the other day, and they were just swarming all around me. And, you know, I took the top water out, and they wouldn't chew on it. You couldn't put anything else in the water, but they wouldn't come up on that top water that day. Man, I thought I was going to have me some fun.
Yeah, well, that's how they can be, you know.
Yeah. But
well, anything else
better,
going
better.
On? Good deal.
No,
good.
Just shrimp and just watching fish. The shrimp, they got a lot of nice shrimp, but there is going to be no price this year because, you know, as you know, the economy shut down. The restaurants aren't working that much. And the factories still have shrimp from last year. So, you know, there's not going to be any price from what I hear on shrimp. It's going to be really inexpensive. But if they're not going to have meat, people eat seafood. Let's go get the shrimp get some crabs and help out our fishermen. You know, that's fine. We don't.
Yeah,
you know,
it'll be good.
Different kind of meat.
It'll be good news for the consumers. You know, the prices will be cheap on shrimp. You'll be able to pick them up pretty good prices.
Be, so. Yeah, everything good with y'all. I think I'm going to stay here and plant 400 new palm trees today.
400.
It's a nice cool
more?
Day for it. Yeah.
In the palm tree forest, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm planting these in the back of the fly house. It's going to make a big, beautiful patch down back here. You know, give them something to look at.
Yeah. So. Have fun doing that.
Yeah. Thanks, Don.
I know you enjoy it. All right.
I'll let this pass, and I'll get right back on the water Tuesday.
Nice indeed. Well, we need to get together and make a trip soon. You know, it's been a while since we've been down there. We need to come down there and do some fishing.
Let's do it.
All right, if somebody wants to do that with you, give them the contact info.
Just call CajunFishingAdventures.com. Check it out on the website, or they can call me on my cell phone, which I always answer at 504-559-5111.
We got to get you a listing under Plastic Man, too. A lot of people know you by that name, so we have to get that for you.
See what you did?
There you go. All right, brother. Have a good weekend. Happy Mother's Day. See you.
Thank you, buddy. See you.
Next week. All right, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. Yes, we call him the Plastic Man. All right, we come back. We're going to hear from another one of those Let's Sing Louisiana contestants. Talk about Bayou Wild. We're looking for storytellers and also something about our broadcast area where we go, Morton Seafood Restaurant. A little note from them. All that's coming up next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. That may have been the youngest of the Let's Sing Louisiana contestants, but it's open to all ages. Everyone is encouraged by Louisiana Fish Fry to send in a video of yourself singing Louisiana State Anthem, You Are My Sunshine. It only takes you about 10, 15 seconds, and that'll be your 15 seconds of fame. You can go to Let's Sing Louisiana, hashtag Let's Sing Louisiana, or go to Louisiana Fish Fry's Facebook page and find out all the different details on how you can enter. The lyrics are even printed there for you, and it will earn, no matter how good, no matter how bad it sounds, you will earn 100 meals for the community through the local food banks. And if you want to see the Bayou Wild version, check it out on BayouWildTV.com. Speaking of Bayou Wild, you know, those of you that know we tape on Mondays normally at Morton Seafood Restaurant in Madisonville, a lot of you, so many of you, come out there and said hello and had lunch with us and talked a little fishing. We've kind of been on furlough from there because of the lockdown. But Morton's is happy to say they are now open Friday, Saturday, and they'll be open tomorrow on Mother's Day from noon till 8 p.m. because they have deck and outside seating. It's spaced out according to the guidelines. Restrooms are there for the patrons. The team will wear face masks and take all the precautions. So if you're looking for a place to take mom out for a nice seafood meal, Morton's is a place to do it with that outside seating. All right, wrapping up our text messages here, got someone saying they wish they would be headed to the duck blind and not going to work. Boy, we got a long way to go. Good thing we got a September teal season, or otherwise it'd be all the way to November. We're getting a message from our friends at the Convent Hunting Club. They're checking in. Been running the hunting dogs every weekend. They're going to be dropping the tailgate at 5:30. Last Sunday, one of the young male beagles caught a rabbit in the dark. Reminds me of a song. What was that Elvis Presley song? You ain't never caught a rabbit? Pound dog? Anyway, talk about a strong nose. They're headed to Convent at the moment for a work day and then back tomorrow to run the dogs before the Mother's Day quarantine barbecue. Sounds like a good plan. It won't be you singing again. unfortunately, you're going to, but it's only part. It's a medley, and so I'm not doing the whole song by myself. You get to hear Martha and Chris and Amanda and Dean and Emma. They all take part in it. All right, Mother's Day stories. I want to share a little story about my mom. My mom really did enjoy fishing. When you raise seven kids and answer a phone for a business all day, you really don't have a lot of time. But I got to tell you, one of the best trips, one of the best times ever I had with my mom named Jenny. Tofield Bourgeois and I got together one day, and I said, you know, let's take our moms fishing for a Mother's Day TV feature. And we did that. He took his mom, Helen, my mom, Jenny. We went to Bayou DuPont. I mean, it was a beautiful day, but it was kind of windy and water was a little dirty. And we had to pound the banks to get them some redfish. But each one of them caught some big redfish, biggest redfish my mom ever caught. And Tofield even added a little special sideline to it. He brought some wine and cheese. And after we had our fish, we pulled up on the bank and we did a little bit of a toast to our mothers. And it was just one of the most wonderful times I think mothers and sons could ever share together. So there's a hint there. There's a message. Invite your mom to go fishing. If you don't have your own boat, hire one of the charter captains and you know, just give her a gift certificate. It doesn't have to be this weekend on Mother's Day. It can be at any time. And the good thing is you get to go fish along with her. We really got to honor our moms. Sometimes it's the moms who get the hunting and fishing bug, and they take the sons and daughters out. But most of the time it's the dads. But the moms always make sure that when you come back, they'll cook the fish and game. Another story I remember when I was a little guy, we couldn't afford crawfish nets, so I made some out of window screen, went back in the ditches and caught some crawfish, came back with a bucket of some tiny little crawfish, and my mom took the time to boil them and cook them, and she said, you know, they're not real big, but boy, they sure are good. Made me feel good, made me feel proud, and miss Mom Jenny. And I'm sure a lot of you, if your mom's still with you, spend some time with, if nothing more, with all this social distancing, maybe give her a phone call or maybe pass by. Or now we got technology. You can give her a Mother's Day video and send that to her, either audio or video. Yep, happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. Hey, don't forget, we're looking for talent. If you got a story to tell, it could be a Mother's Day story like I just told. Any kind of a compelling story and you got some storytelling experience or expertise, we'd love to hear from you at Bayou Wild TV. You can contact me via my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com or BayouWildTV.com. Martha, Chris, and I will evaluate it. We'll look at it, and if it's got some merit to the story and you want to tell it to our audience and share it with them, we'll make it happen. I tell you what, we'll make you look good, too. And if you got any pictures or video to support it, that would be even better. All right, those of you asking about more outdoors, still on furlough. Hopefully we'll get back to that 7 to 9 live stream program so we can give you two more hours of outdoors, but unfortunately that's not happening yet. So with that in mind, we'll be back again next Saturday morning, dark and early, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. is what we call the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Give Mom a kiss, tell her you love her, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.